History of art is the study of the visual cultures produced by people over many millennia. And here in Cambridge, we look at painting, sculpture, architecture, manuscript illumination, everything really from the Middle Ages to the contemporary.
In your first year, you do a kind of broad overview of the history of art because not everyone's done the A level and people are at different stages, so you kind of look at the whole thing. And then in your second and third years, there's more of an opportunity to specialise on subjects or topics that interest you most.
I'm specialising in Renaissance art, so I chose two courses, one of which is Raphael and the other is Albrecht Dürer.
Art history sort of stands at the fulcrum of many subjects in the humanities: politics, philosophy, English, history, sociology, anthropology, ethnography. And if you're curious, and if you want to know more about history and society, and about the way people think, then the key is to actually begin with the work of art.
We're very lucky to have the Fitzwilliam Museum just down the road, and I try to do as much teaching in the Fitz as possible from the actual paintings. We get to know the students really quite well, both in seminars and particularly in supervisions, and that's what makes Cambridge really very special. You're teaching them for an hour one-on-one. We also happen to have the most amazing staff who are world-renowned experts in their particular fields. Study with them in small numbers makes the history of art offerings here really very, very exceptional.
Our graduates have gone on to all sorts of different walks of life. In particular, of course, in the art world, in the world of museums, where a number of them have become directors of national institutions or local institutions, both in this country and overseas, but also in other areas of public life, teaching, the law, art, market work. These are all areas that our graduates have gone off to work in.
They'll be looking for a job in probably a museum in London, as a curator eventually.
I think I'm pretty decided already that I would like to pursue my degree for a master's and eventually a PhD.
I either plan to do postgraduate study or perhaps go into advertising.
The first thing I think I would say about an application is that students should think very carefully about their personal statement and know their personal statement inside out. You could be asked about anything in your personal statement when you come to interview. You may well have changed your mind since you wrote it a few months earlier, but that's all right, provided you can argue why you've changed your mind.
Work out what it is about your subject that you really like, and to find your own areas of interest and to read around them so that you have something more personal to talk about in the interview.
If you like reading, if you read novels, if you read literature, if you like history, then they're the ingredients we're looking for.